With nationwide campaigns in full swing, Iran is gearing up for Friday's presidential election. We have this report.
Two candidates are out and six are still in the race. Unofficial polls show some are neck and neck. That's why so much time is being spent on provincial campaigns. The same polls also show that the number of undecided voters is fairly high. But a few of the people polled have said they won't vote at all. Some of the candidates have been locked in a tight race for weeks. They are engaged in final campaigns, trying to sway undecided voters or to encourage their supporters to get to the polls. Needless to say, all political groups and factions have a high stake in winning the race, the first test of political strength since the parliamentary elections of 2012. The campaign tactics and the razor-thin margins in key provinces are further indications of the closeness of the presidential race. This raises the possibility of the election going to the second round. The official campaign will shut down on Thursday, and a day later, over 50 million voters will decide on the successor to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Their decision could also change the politics and policies of a sizable and important part of the world, a place that has the fourth largest proven oil reserves and the second largest natural gas reserves in the world. Kamran Nodiri reporting for Press TV.
Well, in other election news, candidate Mohsen Rezaei says it's possible to reduce tensions with the West by finding a diplomatic solution to the ongoing dispute over the country's nuclear energy program.
In any future talks with the West, we must safeguard our national pride and at the same time open up the path to diplomacy. Sanctions are designed to dent our national pride. Retreat won't safeguard our national pride either. This demands a comprehensive strategy that the next administration has to come up with in the nick of the time.
Well, in a Q&A session on television, the independent candidate said direct talks with the United States and its allies will go nowhere. He also said resistance is not the way forward. He said it's possible to break up the false unity between Washington and its allies. According to the presidential candidate, Iran should push for dialogue to force the U.S. into retreat from its aggressive position. This way, he said, Iran can show its goodwill to normalize ties with the West and remove further excuses for U.S.-led sanctions. Presidential candidate Saeed Jalili, meanwhile, says no administration can succeed on its own without the much-needed cooperation or support of the judiciary and parliament.
One of the arguments these days is that some people want a champion in the election to fix things. Quite the opposite. I think everyone, including the three branches of the government, have to work together. Everyone should come to the rescue. It's this kind of attitude and teamwork that can help increase productivity and empower the nation.
In a Q&A session on TV, the principalist candidate said that even if the next chief executive is a perfect candidate with a lot of capabilities, he will not be able to fix the economy on his own. To increase efficiency, he said, the next administration has to share ideas, improve interaction with other branches of government and work together to diagnose and solve problems and to implement change. Iran's former president Mohammad Khatami and the head of the country's Expediency Council, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, have endorsed reformist candidate Hassan Rouhani for president. Khatami urged supporters of the reformist camp to choose Rouhani as president. Hashemi Rafsanjani also thanked former candidate Mohammad Reza Aref for quitting the race in favor of the reformist camp. Earlier, another candidate, Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, quit the race in favor of the principalist camp. Press TV's Gisu Misha Ahmadi is with me now live here in the studio to share with us all the latest news that she has for us. As always, Gisu, welcome. Now, of course, the major news today was the fact that Mr. Aref said he was withdrawing. Before I ask my questions, I'll let you start and then I'll jump in.
Well, actually, this was last night's news, late at night, when we were in contact with Mr. Arif's campaign headquarters. They actually told us that Mr. Arif had decided to pull out from the race. So, yes, this was very big news, especially for the reformist camp, but it was not unexpected, Homa. As you remember, we had many newspaper headlines indicating that one of these two, Rouhani and Arif, would pull out from the race in favor of
the other. What was surprising, though, Gisu, was that Arif himself insisted that he is going to stay, didn't he? I mean, the fact that he said he did this because Mr. Khatami asked him to.
Exactly.
What does that say about his decision, and especially because he didn't say he's going to go in favor of anyone? Does that carry any message?
Well, Mr. Arif had always said that if Mr. Khatami would ask him to pull out from the race, he would. And, well, he was also Mr. Khatami's first vice president, so you wouldn't expect anything less from a person in that position. But as you said, even in his last visit to the city of Yazd, the warm welcome from the people had prompted his campaign headquarters to mention that Mr. Arif will remain in the race till the end. But eventually we know that there was a meeting between Mr. Khatami and Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, and they had decided, and it was of course a wise decision for the reformists to pick only one candidate. But Homa, there's lots of talks about Mr. Rouhani and whether he should be considered a reformist or not.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the question that I was going to put to you right now, because a lot of people have been saying in the media that Rouhani should be considered as a traditional right-wing person, but now that Mr. Hashemi is supporting him and Mr. Khatami is supporting him, does that mean that he is actually a reformist? I mean, is there a unanimous vote now among the reformists that Mr. Rouhani does actually represent them?
Well, the fact that Mr. Khatami and Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani have endorsed Mr. Rouhani will definitely bring him the votes of the reformist camp. So those who would want to vote in favor of the reformist candidate would definitely follow in the footsteps of Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mr. Khatami, and they would vote for Mr. Rouhani. But as you mentioned, yes, Mr. Rouhani is considered actually someone who's not particularly in the reformist camp, but mostly, let's say, leaning towards the principalists. But anyways, Mr. Rouhani has proven over the years that he is not the type of person that would actually adhere to a certain party and the things that a party would ask him to do. So basically, he's considered, let's say, a bipartisan figure.
Well, you know,
figure.
The fact that Arif didn't say that he is going to withdraw in favor of Rouhani, do you think that suggests that Arif himself believes Rouhani is not a representative of the reformist front? And is that going to affect people's opinion about him?
Well, the fact that Mr. Arif has not mentioned that may, in a way, show us how the public would view this whole situation. We know that Mr. Arif was considered the only reformist presidential candidate from the point of view of the reformists, as well as, well, mostly the public. But the fact, like I said, that Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mr. Khatami have talked about this and they have endorsed Mr. Rouhani will bring him the votes of the reformist camp. Let's take a look at the websites if we have some time.
Yes,
a quick look at Risalat newspaper. This is tomorrow's headline.
Yes.
We have a big picture of the three leading principalist candidates. There's Mr. Velayati, as you can see on the screen right now, and also Mr. Jalili and Mr. Ghalibov. We know that according to the latest opinion polls, Mr. Ghalibov is leading the race. Well, we're going to have to wait and see how true these opinion polls are when it comes to the final day. Well, the countdown has started, Homa, and it is going to be
our opinion polls saying whether we're going to go to a second round, probably, or not?
Well, not the opinion polls, but there are many analyses on the newspapers and websites, especially. Let's take a look at Jama Jam Online.
Yeah.
The next website I'd like to draw your attention to, and yes, well, analysts and observers both believe that there are no candidates that are leading the race in a way that would win them most of the votes in order for us not to go to a second round. So I can say that many are expecting now a second round of votes.
And we know Gisu Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, when he withdrew and he gave out a statement, he was suggesting that he thinks that if there is a second round, it'll be between two principalists, not a reformist and a principalist. And now, is that the case according to analysts?
Well, according to analysts and those that we have been in touch with, we're going to have to wait and see how, because we still don't know how the fact that Mr. Arif has pulled out of the race will affect the reformist vote. Up until now, this may be true, but we're going to have to wait and see for the next 2 days, and there might be lots of changes. We know that there have been talks with Mr. Jalili to persuade him to pull out of the race, but then let's take a look at the next website, which is Yala Sarat.
Yes.
And there you go. And here you can see on the top left of the page that Mr. Jalili is not going to pull out of the race. So, you know, Homa, in these final days, we're going to have to wait and see how the political scene is going to change. And many things can actually affect the vote of the people. And like we've said before, and analysts had predicted, the reformists chose not to pick one candidate till the last hours to make it probably more difficult for their rivals, the principalists, to pick only one candidate and become a strong rival.
And you said that just quickly before we leave you, Jalili being persuaded by some to withdraw, in favor of who?
In favor of the principalist camp.
So that would mean that Mr. Velayati or Mr. Ghalibov would be representing them.
That's what it would mean, but we know there's also rumors about unconfirmed reports, actually, about Mr. Velayati also being persuaded to pull out of the race. But we know that these talks are mainly because right now the reformist camp has chosen only one candidate, and a wise decision for the principalists would be to have only one candidate to rival.
And that doesn't look it's going to happen, though, from what we're seeing, that we're going to have a single principalist candidate, I think, right?
Well, it's not, there's not much time left for them to make a final decision. We're going to have to wait and see what they're going to do.
Okay, thank you very much, Gisu Misha Ahmed, your correspondent with us here with all the latest as ever. Gisu, thank you very much. Well, don't forget, everyone, you can get all the latest news on Iran's election also by clicking onto our website. The address is presstv.ir. Do check it out. You can go to the special section that we have on the election. It's called Iran Election 2013. Click on that and you'll see all the latest headlines, facts and figures and useful information as well about Iran's election process. So all that and much more on our website, presstv.ir.